Did you get the work orders carried out yet, sir?
Yeah, they're not going.
It turns out that Rogers initiated the meeting, and one worker, and Albert called him. He says he ran into Clark and McGregor, so he told Clark.
What the hell's going on with Clark?
Well, Clark is in the crack. He's got his boat coming up there, and he was good out there by his mind.
Bill understood.
He understood.
That we cannot have a situation where we've got to go out there and Attorney General fighting the case and then rushing up there to see Albert.
He said it was going to be embarrassing because he was afraid Albert had told some people that they were coming. And I said, fine. Have him say that it wouldn't be appropriate during the trial.
That's right.
And so he said, well, all right. And then I talked to Laird. And Laird was already bicycling on his press statement very hard.
How did you handle that? You handled Ziegler already?
Yeah, I've seen him. And given him a copy of what the U.S. attorney said, and gone through the things that we discussed here.
You'll have to hold a tell him you call out now. I've got to get these people. These aren't supposed to take more than 20 minutes. He's got to tell them.
No.
Are you ready for the now?
Oh, sure. It's largely symbolic. They're coming in, as Louis Nunn says,
I'm not going to tell the president what to do. He says, I'm down here to save my neck.
Yeah.
And so, well, anyway, you've told them.
I told them, and I've made it very strong. And Laird is trying to exculpate himself on this press statement now. He sent me over a transcript of what he told the press, but he sent me a transcript of something he said 2 hours after I talked to him. So,
But anyway, it's done.
It's done.
Now the point is, the point is that I don't believe that I should, more I think about it now, now that he has, frankly, got us a little pregnant, I don't think I call in the leaders from right around. What do you think?
No, I think that the word could be passed through Clark.
We got to meet with him. You'll have to do that, Attorney General. Hello, Louis, how are you?
Fine.
How do you think of you?
I'm speaking to the service.
All right, all right.
I'm speaking to the service.
Fred,
hi. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Only three.
We're going to be four.
It's been a little bit of a discussion.
You are a college ball fan, I was governors to be a holiday, but one with another, that, well, if you can't do it, and they put something else, it's like, they've now separated social security systems, so.
You need what we have in Virginia, not our detail.
What's that?
You need that item detail that we have in Virginia.
Oh, God, yes, that's one thing they need, but you don't have to, I don't need to.
In the later, yeah.
I haven't, but we wish we had. Well, we fixed a few of these bonds, and they handle terrible things, but go ahead. We tell us what we.
Well, politically, we feel that we have a problem that is presented for basically the fact that Indiana, Alaska State, say West Virginia.
Yeah.
You have six states, Mr. President, that supported you overwhelmingly as far as their electoral vote is concerned. We feel that this is going to have, and can have, an adverse effect. It's hard to explain to these people, and our enemies are experts at the distortion.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've got accelerated public works on it, we, of course, in the region are involved, accelerated public works does have some magnetism there.
I like that too.
Simply because it gives them the opportunity to catch up of years of actually doing nothing.
Yeah.
So we wonder and question whether or not that in looking at it, that if you will, carefully, whether or not there is another answer, rather than moving on the authorization legislation, saving our efforts for your efforts on the appropriation bills. Of course, Dr. Harper tells me that postponing disaster is a postponing the issue for you, Mr. President. We're looking sort of down the center of the ARC. It expires on June 30th. We question whether or not, for example, with the tensities that develop between the House and the Senate, whether or not we can get a continuing resolution through appropriation in character, but which necessarily by reason of the expiration of the Act would have to take into consideration some legislation on an appropriation bill. Essentially, that's what it would be. Which would fall or exposes us to a single objection practically as it's considered in the Congress. We think that while that's talked of as a basis of continuing the program till we work the matters of difference out a little further down the pipe, we think that we take an unusual risk.
What is the prospects on that, Tom?
On the continuing resolution, we're expecting that it's very peaceful.
I guess that we've checked with the committee staffs in both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees, and they do not see the likelihood that anyone would raise a point of work, which would block this issue.
I don't think there's a very good chance we can get it.
Yes.
Now, of course, that's a risk, but yes. This program is one that is very few people that vote against.
Well, in the ARC program, Mr. President, that's not quite correct. We find that there is development on the Hill, that was during my period of time up there.
Some other parts of this.
Yes, because they're not in.
They want to be included, yeah, some of that.
And it's
awfully hard to be against helping this region of the country. Good God, I mean, that's sort of the original poor region of the country, and it's the deprived region. And it's just good politics for everybody. It's good politics for all the presidential candidates in the Senate. It's good politics for the Republicans and so forth. The difficulty Archie has is, I mean, I know the suggestion that the accelerated public works is just the one that we face here, and it's a real problem. If you get that, once you get an authorization on public works, you just have to follow
sort of on that.
It just has to follow. Let me say this. I think you, as the governors, should, if you could say that you have come here to talk about this. The president indicated his all-out support for the Appalachian program. He pointed out the difficulty, of course, of having the program in any bill, which had some, what he considers to be very we, that, without, of course, we have to indicated that, that we would put, that in the administration, that is, that we would have the top priority getting the Appalachian Regional Commission extended, either in one way or another. But you have to leave that on the tactics, we'll have to go. And I can, you can say that you have a complete commitment, which I, of course, gave to you when we all met down there.
Right.
For a second, that we do have a problem, which all the good governors understand. Good legislation, but bad. And that we don't have an IP to it. You might say it. It's too bad for the doesn't have an IP to it. That we will, that I will, we met with our domestic staff, the domestic council staff here, our president. I instructed them, and I'm doing it right now,
where we could separate the two if necessary.
Well, I think Mr. President, we've done
the program. I knew of it. I heard you speak of it. It was in the budget document. It was in your part of your revenue sharing proposals, the special categories. All of that has been said, but that doesn't, in Louis Nunn's parlance, that doesn't get it down to the guy in the street. And we'll say that, I'll say it time and again, but I'm going to keep wondering what's pretending whether you go or whether you don't, so it really is really important to me, Mr. Nunn. We had some results before, and it was represented to about 40% of the population centers where ordinarily you don't run strong, I don't run strong. But it took Kennedy 63% to something like 30% for himself, and 61% over Muskie, which was totally amazing for West Virginia. But totally amazing. It's an aside, it doesn't have anything to do with his job for eight people.
We've been taking 7 down hold for a moment. We'll see that if we tour get anyone.
Yeah.
And
I guess what the doctor is about here. I spoke there today, he said, what's your hurry? I mean, he's on the mother talk on this kind of a check. And he said, we're working on this. He said, that's well, I'm talking. My friend Louis Nunn to get that thing done. He said, well, we got to have to talk. You want to hear stories?
Oh, we're real good. We have 6% approval on Democrats. You left well into the 50s as vice president, 52 as leader. But we're in good. And same thing's true in Tennessee. I was in South Carolina a few years ago. And I just don't guess.
Well, the main thing on all of this, the person polls and so forth, you want to remember that we go through now a period when you know our Democratic friends have their voting. You know what? Take this business and they're having this documents and the times and so forth. No worrying about it. And this is the most unbelievable way the way Humphrey and Muskie and the rest of these guys, you know, are run off from Johnson on this thing, isn't it? Something.
Is there no way in the man?
No, amazing. Yeah. Well, apart from that, they score over the issue.
Sure.
I'm not coming. See, but I've got to say, for reassurance, the most important thing, Paul, is this, that and you have all this argument about the war, but when you get to up there, that's going to look very good. You will support it, so it's going to look good. And, of course, there's some other things for Paul's here. You sit on the economic side, you got your bubbles up and down. Most importantly is to have that economy look good next year, as good as possible this year and next year.
My economy's good, President. I'm under your nice
voice. You're in West Virginia. Thank God
we are here.
You're pretty good, aren't you?
Great, too.
Virginia, I teach you.
I was going to.
So on this, aren't I well, anyway, I can't go another way. I'm not saying that this time I'm going to do less accelerated public works. I won't come in that way. I'm not telling you, but I'm different. But I think the main point you should emphasize is that the President indicated an all-out support for Appalachia. He did, could not indicate, of course, what he was going to do about this particular bill, and that we'd like to have it considered on its merits. We'd like to try to find a way to consider it on its merits. But anyway, all-out support for Appalachia. I think that's as good. Can you? I know it's hard. And they say, well, is he going to be Joe Sutter? Or you say, well, I don't know. And we'd like to separate the thing. We're going to look the whole thing out if possible. But I have strong feelings about Appalachia. You have a commitment that we're going to devote every possible effort to get it continued. We have a problem in terms of demand and good people. But you've got ours. Let's just hopefully work it out.
You mentioned your friends, our friends, Humphrey and Muskie.
Yeah. Yeah. We did enjoy being over last week to testify on the
Reverend.
And we got the opportunity to listen to Humphrey testify before Muskie said that made in favor of the revenue sharing bill. They really were on that bandwagon as fast as they can.
Are they?
Yeah.
We had a good meeting in New York with Rockefeller, and the Northeastern Press on revenue sharing. Rockefeller is really going out all out.
Treasury Fund.
Well, that's fair.
That's one place where you're taking away a tremendous care. Social Security away, and expanding assistance up or down.
Right.
And welfare reform, because the welfare reform part, you really stuck it in there. You make a slight hope for this. That's what I'm saying. Why, yes. The liberals, who don't mind any reform, and who don't want these bonds that are on welfare to work, or have to work, they'll vote against it. And the conservatives will vote against family assistance because they don't want to extend it to working poor.
We don't know, I...
This is about 5 o'clock, I think.
Today?
Yes, sir. Well, how much one vote on this?
Well, it's not said about six.
On the whole,
On the whole ball, on the whole bag.
What does it look like?
Well, as of this afternoon, thanks, we're narrowly ahead that we're gonna make it.
On family assistance, the whole thing.
That would be great.
But didn't they separate the two, they're two different?
Well, they have a limited rule. They have a limited rule.
Well, which means they have two votes, and one on the other.
That's the...
Aren't you saying you're closer to your house service than I am? What does the limited rule mean?
Well, that's just as to time of discussion, time of session.
It isn't a closed rule.
Now, they have the right of the limited rule to take up this Title IV. In fact, those things aren't new for a separate vote.
Right, yeah.
Clearly, Wilbur and the boys won't allow any.
Well, ways and means.
It's a closed rule either.
Both are down, up or down, which is the best it's gotta be.
Right.
Now that they're heading, otherwise it's a boot on.
But they're limited, that's a door they passed.
Okay, sir, and he had a role on that, he was out there.
I think it was working close to us today, pretty hard.
Yeah.
Good, man, everything's done, all right, everything's done.
Do you want to take a picture of the first thing that everybody?
Sure.
I think you might get it from the big of the wedding, I want to say, it's a little girl from, he introduced me to from Kentucky. Lucy Winchester, it's tremendous. She's such a sweet, I don't think she's pretty, that she's smart. You say they're all women in Kentucky are pretty smart, aren't they?
First, what else told me that?
Not as pretty as far as...
Absolutely.
Anyway, she did a great job, and speaking of various states, there was a big, tall guy from West Virginia in the governing group of the MES.
Well, yes, pretty big guy.
We're going to the presidency this year.
Well, that was why he's there. He was by the... Just great six.
I think the guy was in,
I told him it was West Side of the year. But I must say too, that you couldn't have two kids that were more sold on your state than you live in there. I'm just sorry they're not stationed there.
I have other stations in Florida, which is fine too, made for it or something.
They so loved, they looked like the people so loved.
That's great.
The people were, the police were nice, the storekeepers were nice. You know, Julie was saying to me after her year, she had gone to school in the department, so your wife, and she was saying that, and she said, you know, she said, it's so different from Massachusetts.
Well, basically, what did you know? There's a lot of good folks in Massachusetts, of course, but Smith and Amherst and all those schools are going to hell.
You know what I mean? In terms, I don't think they're true, but the radicalism is just unbelievable. And a couple of kids like Julie and David, they made life rough for them.
Yeah.
They made it rough. But down there, they said, in Virginia, everybody was so friendly.
I said, what are you doing there? And that's right, they are, too.
You won't find me being a lot of that kind of respect.
Well, I can't even be sure, but it's not. But I hang on to this.
Go home. Well, my God, let's run somebody there. You better run.
Incidentally,
the gentleman, the vice president, you have to sit down.
Well, Democrats do.
The Democrats have a good fight, they sure did.
I'm working with them just a little bit.
You know, they're,
where do they just try to tear themselves off decently again, pretend?
Are they?
Yep, not too bad.
Lieutenant Governor, right.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's gonna tear them off decently.
I just have any idea that we'd get together, but some of the old crack came back in there and tried to take it over again and take it over, and it just, every guy, George Shatner, I'll beat that man, I think.
Boucher,
Shatner, you mean?
Boucher, yeah.
My man is George Shatner, lives over here in Arlington, has been in the House of Delegates, just one term, but he just,
fine, man, he's good.
And he's gonna run against, you know, whoever they come up with.
Which one?
Ed Reed, the 66, have announced his retirement from the state senate. And they're thinking about putting him in as the Harmony candidate.
They just like to go and fire Greg Harmony.
And Harmony, wouldn't it be great if Harmony was a caretaker?
Yeah.
Really got a young guy.
I know, man.
He ran, he was the toastmaster down.
Yeah, he was there.
Old Governors Association.
Fine.
Yeah, fine.
Good.
Good, now just keep running.
They open them all, they'll eventually run them up.
They had, our day this morning, everybody behind the house.
What do you decide, what you can?
You need Randolph. So this is,
Rich.
This is the situation, you know, now this is November.
We've got a decision there from the minute.
How was it to me?
He sent it to the
Bush.
They have amended our constitution a minute ago.
That's not you said that, right?
That's always five.
And you're the
editor.
So the decision will be made somehow, yeah. And, it's, if it's together well, the decision has to be whether to stay in West Virginia and look for Rockefeller there, or whether to, try to look for Rockefeller there.
He's really upset. I think that Valley College is down there. Great hero, they failed and they blamed him somehow, so he lost both sides.
He did, he was,
this is John Rockefeller,
yeah, I was on script, man.
What's he ever run out
of? He nominally has considered to be no, the gubernatorial candidate of the Democrats. He must have been. And,
You can't run again?
Yes, I can. We amended the constitution.
Oh,
yeah. So the decision is whether to
whether you go one or the other.
Right. And,
no, really, my point, I don't know the political situation. Run the strongest man. You know, any candidate to pick up the senator, you sure do run a strong candidate for the Senate.
Because listen,
we're not going to have things going for us.
Well, I think you are going to nationally.
We do.
This nationally, I think,
as I said, right at the present time,
sure,
they're haggling around about the war, the economy, and the rest of it. But you move those things away, and then you see your voice will look good next year.
The thing is, well, that's exactly what you said in waiting for it. You said those casualties were down to 50, and they'd be down pretty soon to 20.
Yeah.
Aren't you just at that right now?
Yes, sir.
Well, behind
and as you said, about that, 19 one week, and
25.
25, that's the biggest. And it's
the new
year, the zero, it's 20 to 25. Now, and it's down, it's gone, except for this pop up of the Dodge, just as a stranger thing. This all of them took a lot of stuff. If you didn't do it for money, it's just a rat, it would totally wrap it up. But, you know, Johnson leaked out something to the effect that McNamara really ordered this study in order to embarrass Johnson if Bobby Kennedy became the candidate. I can't believe McNamara would have been that dishonorable. He couldn't, but I can't believe it. I'm assuming, whatever the reason he kept it, because he was 47 cases of documents. Now, most of the crap shouldn't have been classified in the first place. What assistant secretaries say, who no president pays attention to, many times to the secretaries, let alone assistant secretaries of departments. But nevertheless, here he comes along. All this stuff.
Well, we've got some friends of you here.
How are you?
Good to see you.
I'm glad to see you again, sir.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Well, I hang my head when I was shooting.
That's not a job.
We were talking,
sorry.
Just working at a little bit. for that to hold or the bigger.
Now, wait, I'm going to get to that. Now, this is the biggest thing, and I always tell this advice, but I appreciate that.
I give these very much advice. His hand, and they murdered again.
that grant's revenue.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, it's not just the theory at the point, some way if you bring out that these people really are no different than the fellow in the fences, so much jewels, they're
trafficking, stolen,
Why is any of that just, are any of our people studying?
All the news is just a steal.
Yes, I mean, as President Walter Rostow did a speech, a long speech.
On this?
On this, some other things, which he was very, very supportive of you.
Last time someone told me something that.
Nobody in the Johnson administration said a word.
I did.
Good God, but what do you think of that? What'd you think of that?
I'm not surprised.
Despicable.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, Muskie, you see what Muskie did?
Yeah.
Muskie said, Johnson should come before the Senate.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? Look, today they started calling the former president.
President to the Senate, so he counted his actions 10 years ago?
Well, I tell you, stand up on that. But this thing here, I mean, I'll see what we can. Oh, no, there's no hurry. There's a little
right
now.
Right, I understand.
It's just a thought.
We're
trying to see what somebody comes up. And also, we've got to see how the court action comes out and how everything is sorted out. Because I don't want to throw him into this thing and just get his head beaten over by the Times and the rest. But if he can go in on the popular side, in other words, so that he puts it, people that do steal, stop secret thing ought to go to jail. And people that apprentice you to whack.
I don't think there's anything that's happening anymore, sure, we know this. Not because they were caught, but because of their paradigm. See, having done it, you know, it's just amazing. Are we going to get the guy that did these things?
Oh, sure. You know what they're going to do?
One person.
I'm not sure. Oh, sure. Oh, no. One guy is this Ellsberg. No question about that. And second, his former wife is ratting on him, so that's not. The second point is that Ellsberg is now, they're going to try to make him a hero.
A martyr. He's a seventh stage.
Sure. Well, if I should have done it, the documents, I have gotten out information that people have a right to know. My God, the media have done such a job on this thing because they're all in bed together. They don't want, you see, that's the problem. They don't want to be ever inhibited. I'd be glad when you get the injunctive proceedings over. I mean, we're going to lose that. We're going to lose the court today. Again, the circuit court. And that's it. I don't think we go on. It might be probably should have talked to HR to you. But I don't think you should go on the Supreme Court on the ground that idea, because if you lose before the third, second circuit, and it's unanimous, the Supreme Court will not reverse. But then the thing to do is to move immediately to the criminal prosecution. So they've already had a grand jury in LA, secretly hearing White and Ellsberg, and go up there. Now, the New York Times charge has been unbelievably involved in this, even in a criminal way. He actually used his White House press badge to get the printer to reproduce these things. And now the Times says they take above the law attitude. And I'm telling you, it's
unbelievable.
Well, they'll hear it. My view is that they can.
Doesn't it frighten you that the thing that this thing can be is confused in the minds of the people that did it?
You think that people would say, oh, no, those are stolen documents. They're top secret documents. But you see what it is, it's all confused with the war. And people don't like the war. Also, it's confused with Johnson. Unfair or not. And I admit a hell of a lot of it is unfair. But Johnson created the image of lying to people about these things. People said, ah, he lied. You see, no point. As you well know, any president has to, frankly, not disclose everything. Otherwise, you have a foreign policy. But Johnson did it in spades. And so, consequently, when you have an unpopular war, and
people and a president that was elected lie about it, and then documents which prove that point about that unpopular war and that unpopular president who's unpopular at the moment, basically. That confuses people's morality.
There must be contingency plans.
Power, of course.
These are the same people that would scream if something happened and you didn't have a plan to cope with it.
I have plans, believe me. I have ordered bombing out of Vietnam, for taking out Hanoi, for taking out the docks, I mean Haiphong, for taking out the docks in Haiphong, for taking out the dikes, all this sort of thing. Plans that would go into effect only if they had a massive escalation.
You didn't have
massive escalation. Now, you could have some pipsqueak assistant secretary or commander who worked on this plan to go out and say the president really plans to do all that. We didn't have time to do any of it.
What's different in our time, Mr. President, is the Senate and the House that passed with no authentic training in this kind of political field. No matter how much good. First of all, they couldn't have done themselves any good with people. But there's a difference between morality in the Congress today.
Well, morality in the Congress, not so much in the country, but in morality. You know, take these votes, God, I'm on the day.
Confidence in the business community that they cause, and it resolution. See, don't be having enough trouble with these other people to add to that resolution. Why don't you look at the president of the foreign policy?
Alex. It's not my fault. I tried to get to him. I sent my resolution up to McGregor and I asked to talk to him about it. So I called Clark this morning. He said, he's not his resolution. He said, we weren't going to talk about the resolution. But the point is that these people, even some of our own people, what do they hope to accomplish by undercutting the law?
It's unbelievable.
I mean, what does it get them? A headline in the Washington Post from today.
That's right. And look, goddammit, buddy, there's plenty of on the other side. Why don't they hit Johnson? Huh? To kick him? And Muskie, and Humphrey for switching. Jesus, plenty of
our I have to say, I think Muskie is the most overrated man I've ever seen in Trump.
Yeah.
He is the man of the site.
Don't you think so? He's a...
He's a site.
Did he is considered a heavyweight in the Senate, is he?
No.
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
So I've got to... The papers have built him.
We've got to build something out of the show. But what is he? What is he? We can do something on this document.
I have a very good speech for the minority of the because I thought they ought to have it. It's one that's been carefully worked over. It was originally drafted but done in the MSC staff, and I've polished it, worked on it a long time.
Good.
Doesn't mention anything about this. It just refutes it by implication by pointing out what you inherit and what you've done. And it just lays it out chapter and verse. I think that sometimes our people,
they forget.
They forget.
And we offer, for example, Mansfield has this resolution. There should be an all-ages ceasefire. Good God, we offered that on October 7th.
When I go over everything you've offered in this speech. Yeah. Some people say, well, people only hear about the war, it's unpopular. Baloney, they've got to be told
what's going on. Subject A, talk about it.
And they run away from it and say, well, go away by not
subject A, talk about it. Talk and brag about it.
Sure.
We'll say it's over. Already got something. We've got it down. We've reduced the casualties. We're bringing home the Americans. And per se, they're also saving South Vietnamese from a communist takeover all at the same time. And we're going to get our prisoners back, too. We're insisting on that.
I was really pleased with the prisoner's plies when I did the Air Force Academy. I met with the whole group of them, a different color of them. And they asked the huge questions, and I answered. And finally, I said to them, now, I guess my answers probably aren't very satisfactory to you, and the reason is there aren't any satisfactory answers. I said, I could tell you things that after I left this room and you talked among yourself, you would believe me, and this would make you happy. This is a happy circumstance. The president's doing everything he can possibly do. We have hopes, but they're guarded, and one thing we've got to understand is that even though those men are extremely important, we've got to protect the men who are still fighting in Vietnam. We've got to protect the American position in this country. A couple of them, we agree with you. We're glad to hear you say it. And we're tired of people coming in here and making a lot of rash promises to us. We know we've got a far.
Well, you can also say very candidly, too, that it's time. But at least now, as we get near the end, their hopes can go up for the very fact that it's near the end. They have absolute assurance that we're never going to let them down. And that we're never going to take a communist promise for an action on our part. The right to promise are just us, Bill, sir.
They trust because they haven't had a lot of rash promises.
Well, we're going to reduce them. They're there. I'm glad that you're getting Vietnam. But I think a couple paragraphs on this secret document thing might be in there.
Just always get an air.
Press conference.
Sure. Do it there.
You might have to go to the airport press conference so it isn't done before the young Republicans.
That'll hit the afternoon.
So. Right. In other words, you can include, I would say include your speech, but I would hit the airport press conference. I think if we say anything on this case, oh, hell, it doesn't matter. You can say it to the young Republicans too. That's a big part. This is a national issue.
Well, I get 2 days of coverage. I might as well let this focus on.
Sure. Yeah. Well, on this trip then, I guess I think you can have a pretty good opportunity to
as far as your other agents' thoughts that are concerned, and somebody just Singapore, then on to, then you go to Kuwait.
Good.
Saudi Arabia. Good.
And then to last,
Oh, good. Ethiopian.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Ethiopian ambassador, who is now the former congressman. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It's just in. Told me to stay or arrive. Six of them built a. Ross and Arizona. And he said, we will arrive only and take residence 5 days before the vice president arrives. And I said, listen, this will be the biggest event that will happen while you're there. You know, it's a hell of a thing to go to that place. You see the old gentleman again. I don't think he lived forever. When I saw him in 67, I thought he was, I would never see him again. And I saw him at the Eisenhower General, and I saw him at the,
we've had us go to Nairobi and then over to Kinshasa to say hello to.
Yeah. Are you going to stay in Nairobi or that's good, Kenya? In
Kenya.
Kenya. You've been there?
Never been there.
You've been to not the other place?
Never been to the other place.
You find, in my, I don't know, the Asian, the Near East, I haven't been to any of those countries, but I've been to Saudi Arabia, any of those. But the African countries will be fascinating. And they'll put on a hell of a show for you. And it's the first knowledge, of course, that besides our
Edmund Buddha is a strong man.
He's the only good man.
Did you see what he did with his students over there?
No, how he can't if you
well what he did was they have a one national university that had 2,500 students. And they started a typical student riding, breaking things up, and he more than once a week later. Closed the school and drafted every damn one of them in the army for 2 years. All 2,500 of them.
Oh, that's great. It's a little country. Anybody's lucky.
Sure. Left 2 years in the army.
2 years in the army. He did.
And everyone, the whole school went in the service. Then we're going to leave Kinshasa and we're going out to Spain, and that's where I'll meet Judy and Susan and Kim. That touring in Europe. And that's the big event that Franco has when he leaves Madrid and goes to the country this summer. Palace is a big social thing.
Yeah.
He has to go to.
Great.
And then we go from there.
He particularly warmed to him, if you will. But you just say that I mentioned it. And of course, the people like the Emperor of Ethiopia and all that will do. We both we had our state visits. Talked about it, feels so warm about it, and so forth and so on. Ethiopia, too, you might go over, they're probably got their schedule to go to that organization of African Unity, that's located there. It's a.
I am going to Rabat.
Morocco?
Yes,
that's what you love, unfortunately. My gosh, you guys missed it. Rabat, just a great place to go, a great reception. We've had on and off, they're supposed to come here and chat. They had to cancel because of an Arab summit. We had to, but this holds up the hand of friendship to my elder, the king, and his father, the king. We rode with him through the streets of Rabat. I was vice president, he was the prince. But his, with Frank, we particularly mentioned, it was probably the last time any of us will see him. All our receptions in the world, my wife and I are written in Spanish, but not the best. And we've, he has given countries really sort of what we said.
Juan Carlos is his successor.
Well, he's supposed to be, but he has to get two. Juan Carlos would be the head of state. Prime Minister could be Blanco or the Foreign Ministry. There's a fight there for these competition. They're both very capable men.
I know what this brought up.
Yeah, yes. Well, Blanco is a man who is one of Franco's old associates. He's a
court decision to that, I guess. They came out 18-2, I guess, South African policy and Southwest Africa. The only two were Great Britain and France.
He checked into that act. He's got enough damn problems without getting much power in South Africa. You can't say that he plays South Africa, but Jesus, I mean, South Africa is, I don't think the black problem there is insoluble. So just couldn't be there for a long time.
Could be worse than that, so I see it though.
Because he's a moderating influence, that's right. He's basically not Negro either. He's just black.
Blame it on society.
loves politics. She just eats it and sleeps it. And Lee, his brother, is good too, of course.
I guess you're relieved now that the planning's settled.
Take a moment, tell them how you feel.
I felt this way. First of all,
What's happened? Here are secret documents, or classified documents. Here are procedures for declassifying. Notwithstanding that, with the theft of these documents, we don't know how much encouragement was given to the theft of them, but notwithstanding that, here are these papers.
We do know.
Acting as common fences. They're fences. They're receiving stolen goods and marketing it.
In violation of the law.
Commercial property.
Violation. And in violation of the law. And then, like shysters, when they have an injunction in one court, they don't apply to them. They publish it anyway.
Well, you've got to remember, what hasn't been told is that they're commercial ventures and they are marketing this stolen information for their profit. Just like a common fence. Just like a common fence may be doing, receiving a stolen bracelet. Terrible. But I was talking about the immorality of people in the Congress who would rather sacrifice their integrity than to give up what they hope will be the support of these powerful media outlets. They can do anything in employment because they just aren't going to give up that support because of their own political
targets. That's the thing. That's the thing. He said Rostow made a good speech.
Yeah, Rostow made a thing.
Rostow made a very
where you make it.
I think it's a good one. It's in the Times today, isn't it?
What did he do? How much did he cover? Did he finally set up?
He went over Southeast Asia.
But I mean, did he cover this Times?
No, he didn't cover that. I think the speech was written before me.
It wasn't.
Well, he was.
But he did.
He's very good.
He said some good things about the administration and what was trying to be.
He should. You know, if there's Johnson's place in history, I mean, what do you want to think about it? It's in our hands, not his.
No, I called, you know, I must have talked to 15 senators today.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I never bothered you on this before, but you explained to me, what are you trying to accomplish by passing such a resolution today? Are you talking to us? Are you talking to Hanoi? Do you believe the president needs instruction about the desirability of ending the war? Do you really believe that? I said, if you don't think he does, do you think Hanoi would be impressed? But the appalling thing is, when none of them defended him on the marriage, they say we're tired, we're blooded, we can't
go out over something.
That's it, we've got to give up the resolution, give us something, they said. But we can't give them what they want. They want a deadline, we can't give them that.
It destroys the negotiations. Well, that's enough. The difficulty here is clear enough. The first of all, isn't going to be. Sense of the Senate thing.
And as you will, there were amendments to the draft.
Yeah. I'm the man building the sense of the Senate. That's the one who. What are your prospects now? Is it going to pass or not pass or what?
Very close. Probably pass.
Is that the latest you think it's more likely to pass now?
I was telling the President I climbed on while I'm cooking to be down in Kentucky Saturday about that good fact. And his excuse was, nobody will listen to me up there.
Oh, he was in the White House. He says, I sent my amendment down.
They all said that Matthias, during the Mansfield thing, said, you won't communicate with us. I would have supported you. Since the Mansfield thing, I've invited him to lunch 3 times. And every time he's found another excuse not to go. They don't want to support us.
They will, because
we are sure he's doing a composition.
Henry, tell him. There's going to be,
when does he come up? 74.
He should be defeated.
Should be.
I believe.
We're working on it.
You believe? He is a good help.
Yeah.
He's a good help.
Worse as we see here.
Well, and he's clever, he's more attractive. The point I was going to say is that, fellow Vice President, I think, despite all these moments and so forth and so on, by 72, a hell of a lot of people are going to look back that didn't support us when this full record comes out, because we haven't got it done.
You know, if we wanted to score the betting points now, we could destroy the people who are doing this to you.
Yeah. What must Johnson think of Clinton?
Do you know, Mr. Vice President, that Clinton had nothing when he made that statement? We thought he had lovely information, and now it turns out he had nothing.
Nothing.
Well, he was doing it from the public domain.
my belief that this is what happened.
He says, this is my interpretation, we're interpreting it differently. Then he gets up and he says, on my knowledge, this will end the war.
Their view about this thing, they want to vote for something because they know very well, Henry, we're going to end it. And they want to try to get in and take the credit, some of them. Now, what they're doing with this diabolical move, this person, they are, and quite literally some of the Democrats are trying to, they're not destroying, but they're potentially greatly impairing our negotiating position. But second, beyond that, assuming the negotiating doesn't work, and it may still work, but assuming that it doesn't work, we are in hand. And then they want to say, well, we were out front. We forced them in. Isn't that really the argument that's true?
That's the strategy.
Yeah. They will not get away with this now, in my view.
We can prove by the timing of certain moves that we were ahead of them.
Well, there's a question that really distresses me underlies this whole New York Times and the courts. What qualifies the courts to judge whether a matter affects? How can the judge, who has no knowledge of these procedures, of the total foreign policy, how can he decide that this is...
Incidentally, the British, as I worked out with them yesterday, have not made a formal diplomatic protest here. They Cromwell is calling on Rogers today and saying His Majesty's government wants to point out that they trust that a confidential relationship will be maintained and activity of the newspapers, that it will severely affect our relationships if they can't have that assurance.
Meanwhile, in these papers they think they're...
No, they want to make that a general assurance.
Oh, yeah.
And
if they do that, Cromwell do that? I hope State will.
Sure. But you see, that is, what they're doing now is, they're saying anything he could get top secret papers through the newspapers, can that force the government into litigation before a judge who will determine whether they threaten the national interest?
How does a judge know as well as the President of the United States? That's the point. A judge, he doesn't know, is asking for space.
And you have
terrifying as a jerk. No, I think I know Kurt Fine from years back. We appointed him because he's one of Nelson's liberal buddies. But he used to work for Dewey. But he's basically part of the New York Times left-wing establishment out there, left-wing Republican.
And you have to
hear it's not true because... And you have to... We appointed this fellow, unfortunately, but we had no choice. I asked him, I said, why do you appoint this fellow? He said, well, he says, so what Nelson and Chavez came up with. God.
But I was interested in my breakfast with Travis and McGregor searching because you had he had cornered you with
his report to
me. So I told him about his report. And he started knocking something about treatment of the press. And I jumped all over it. And I said, you know, if the right winger said this to me about these documents, I said, I could understand it, but you're a liberal. You're supposed to protect human rights, and here people are being tried in the newspapers and paid for partial documents. But he withdrew immediately. They're not so sure of themselves.
Did he withdraw?
Oh, yeah. They're not very sure of themselves.
Except that nobody, Henry, wants to step up and defend Johnson. Not our job, too, but, where are his friends? Where are they? None of them speak up.
Actually, the weeklies, we came out pretty well. But
well,
then it's an outrage.
It's a damn miserable thing.
And it's not that business comes through.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. I didn't want to hold you.
No, no.
Okay. Let's let the other one go. And, but let me say, there might be another possibility, though. You have a day there. Let's just say you're not going to do it. But if something comes up and we want to,
and I will get on it with you.
We'll cable it. Because Henry was out. I'll just use it in Korea. I say, you see, when you get there, you might just feel really strong. It'd be a good idea to put a little pop in and all this in here. And the vets can change their minds. And a friend of mine can say no. But let's figure it out as a possibility.
Huh.
Thank you, Mayor Bush.
Good to see you. Well, let's see, what would probably be where you go?
Something was high.
Some miserable meeting.
Is there not a city meeting tomorrow or Thursday?
No. No, not this week. We did it in last week.
Okay, that's one thing. Did you want me to say that? I have no interest one way or the other on the Mansfield breakfast. It's just about my, just my departure. Well, you can think about it.
What do you think? I don't know. I have words. I don't know really how much to tell him.
That's my concern. That's my concern.
Didn't we?